In the last 10 years, I would say 2016 was the one that changed fashion the most. It was a year of worshipping Brendon Urie, buying the next Naked palette. We were still wearing the side part. It was the year that everybody became an MUA. YouTube taught us how to do looks like this, or this. Fashion looked a lot like this, so it was still taking Tumblr, but it was changing. Pizza Pop Punk was on the end days. Blue Lips randomly had their moment. Witchy styles were still in. The Coastal Sense palette was then becoming the Morphe palette. That winter, everybody was taking out their fur jackets. Over the knee boots pretty much were our pants. The crisscrossing of the top of the shirts. Tumblr fashion might have looked like this in the fall. This is from Fashion Week, so this shows what was really in. You got the skinny jeans, those type of shirts, leather jackets, and blazers. Tumblr pink was deemed this very big color at the time. Sometimes you might have heard it as millennial pink. Shirts with the stripes like this that are meant to look athletic were really in. This is a Lucy Hale in 2016. Off-the-shoulder tops and dresses. Bomber jackets had a weird comeback for a bit. Hats, they were in, with the braids especially. Chokers, usually not this nice. This was definitely the year of velvet and suede. I did use 17 magazine for this, but I have to say, high necklines, I didn't even think about that. That was very popular. Sheer paneled leggings. This was like the first year that mom jeans started becoming big. Frayed denim at the bottoms. The lace-up shirts or the crisscross shirts at the top. Bralettes. The track pants. Everybody was wearing Adidas. Bell sleeves that made you feel like a bat. And of course, this is where we started getting into the white sneaker, which hasn't stopped.